This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on my radar about 4 or 5 months ago, and I'm super excited to have them on the show. We're talking about no other than Nevada Exploration, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB, ticker symbol NVDEF. You can also find them on the TSX, ticker symbol NGE. And with us today is the president of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. James Buskirk. James, welcome to the show.
Hi, Everett. Yeah, pleasure to be here.
You know, before we get started on the Q&A, just give my listeners just a little bit of about statement of who you guys are, where you're at, and then we'll get into the Q&A.
Sounds good. Yeah, we're a junior exploration company focused in Nevada. We're really looking for the second half of Nevada's gold endowment. 50% of the state bedrock is hidden beneath large valleys that haven't yet been explored. And while there's no one on the planet that produces more gold by area, half of it sitting there waiting to really be uncovered. And so we set up Nevada Exploration to develop and apply the best geoscience to go after this second half of Nevada's gold endowment.
You know, I look at your company, I personally, and this is my personal opinion, I think you guys are grossly undervalued with the stock price around 14 and a half cents with a market cap around 15 million. That being said, as an investor positioning themselves at the beginning of what I and many others expect to be a big bull market, how do you see the industry? Do you see it repeating itself and making the mistakes that it made before? Or how do we create value and not destroy the value that is perceived?
Yeah, well, I think it's an important question as we stand at what might be we hope is the start of the next bull market. Mostly because if you look at the last cycle, as an industry, we spent $200 billion to find $100 billion worth of value.
That's not a good ROI, is it?
We made $100 billion disappear. So if investors want to position themselves to do well in this next bull market, I think it's prudent that we ask, how do we not repeat those mistakes? The last cycle was all about picking up deposits that didn't work at lower metal prices. It was about picking up what I like to call the last crappy ounces. And the reason that there was this adverse selection bias really was you could provide results to the market quickly. You could pick up a project that was an old mining district that was closed due to low metal prices. Prices come up, you could immediately get some good drill intercepts, put out some good news releases, and get some attention. But what we've seen, the numbers don't lie. In the aggregate, that strategy was a losing strategy. It did not create value. So
right.
I'm optimistic that we've now gone through the cupboards. We've dusted out all the dogs. They've been killed. No, it's about getting back to making the big discoveries that traditionally have sustained the industry. It's about coming up with new exploration targets. And there's some terrific economists in Australia that track the industry statistics. And what they'll show is it's actually a better bet as an investor to place your money on early stage projects, a portfolio of early stage projects, because when one of these ultimately becomes a big discovery, that's where the value is created. So I think as an investor wanting to participate in this, if they really want to enjoy the discovery upside, it's about focusing on projects and districts that haven't been exhaustively turned over and focusing on new opportunities.
Well, let me ask you this. And I kind of want to say with the first question, there's a lot of talk about new technology being used in mining. How and where can new technology help us get back to finding the big value making discoveries?
I think it goes back to focusing on opening up new projects, new search spaces. If we look at the oil and gas industry, which is a good analogy because it's much bigger And they're traditionally a decade or two or three ahead of us in terms of the mining sector. So it's good for us to look at what's happening in the oil and gas sector. They talk about something called the creaming curve. And the creaming curve shows that the low-hanging fruit, the big discoveries, the big value is always created at the beginning of opening up a new search space. When you're the first group into the Gulf of Mexico, you find the big fields. If you're the 100th group in there, it doesn't matter how much you spend. The marginal increase in reserves don't justify the expense. So when I look at new technology, it's about how do we go into new search spaces to be the early entrants to take a ride on the early part of what we call the creaming curve, to get the low-hanging fruit. So when I look at new technologies and we as a team look at where we can integrate them, it's all about trying to open up new search spaces, and that's what we're doing in Nevada. 50% of the state's bedrock is hidden undercover. Traditional search tools really rely on being able to see the rocks. So how do we use new technologies to explore in places where we can't see the rocks? And so for us, the application of technology is all about trying to open up new search spaces.
Well, there is a couple of reasons why I invited you on the show when your company actually came on my radar. One was I still think you guys are grossly undervalued. And two, and correct me if I'm wrong, if my metrics are off here, you guys are about 50 kilometers from the Battle Mountain Gold space, that being the property, I think, and I don't know if it's your flagship property, but I think it is. It's the South Grass Valley project. Is that correct? You guys are only about 50 kilometers from the Battle Mountain one. Is that correct?
Well, the Cortez Complex, which is yes. The jewel of the Battle Mountain Eureka Trend. Yeah, we're about 50 clicks out of there.
Well, I wanted to bring that up. Explain to my listeners why that area is so rich and why it's pretty important, and I think you guys are going to do well there.
Yeah, so Nevada is put itself on the map in terms of gold production. Like I said, there's no one on the planet that produces more gold by area right now because of three camps. It's the Carlin camp, which is really the namesake for a type of deposit. There's the Getchell camp, and there's the Cortez camp. And those three camps are all Carlin-type camps, but those three camps together are responsible for plus 200 million ounces of gold. And if we just look at the Cortez camp, it currently produces 1 million ounces per year.
That's amazing.
At all in sustaining costs of somewhere between $600 and $700 an ounce, right?
Right.
$2,000 an ounce prices right now. So it is an incredible multi-billion dollar cornerstone of Nevada's mining infrastructure. And what we're looking to do is to find another one of these camps. And so the geology, the major processes that define what is the sweet spot, if you will, for these Carlin camps in Nevada is this north central part of Nevada. And that we're focusing in South Grass Valley is right in the middle of what we consider to be the sweet spot to find another, hopefully the fourth of these major camps.
Well, I'm going to give you the last words. Is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to my listeners and your stockholders?
Yeah, we talked about new technology, but something else that's changing in the industry, I think, are the demographics of our investor base. The traditional mining investor is getting older, and so it's up to us to now connect with new groups of investors. And whether it's a podcast, whether it's using bringing people out to your site through the use of videos, whatever it is, it's up to us to connect with a new generation of mining investors. And with the media attention on high gold prices, this is helpful, and perhaps it's a catalyst. But I really think that for investors looking to participate in this next cycle, that one of the considerations is are the groups that you're looking to invest in, are they well equipped to attract a wide base of investors? It's people, it's projects, it's jurisdiction, but it's also can they tell their story? And this is a new day for the industry, and we appreciate opportunities like this to get out in unconventional mediums.
My guest today has been James Buskard. He is the president of Nevada Exploration, Inc. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol NVDEF, also on the TSX Venture. Their ticker symbol is NGE. James, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back in 50 days. Give us an update, especially on your project out there at Southgrass Valley Project, and let us know what's going on.
Excellent. Well, my pleasure, and thanks again for the invitation.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.